The first thing I actually is on that. The first thing I want to ask you, just to get it right, sort of how you're related to everybody else, because there's so many Franklins around.
I was looking for a book which we published, which is 33 years, and can't find it. If you start off with my grandfather, that was Arthur Franklin. Mm-hmm. His father was a partner of a man called Keyser. They had this bank, A. Keyser and Co. And he had six children. Jack, who went into the bank and then left. Alice, who we know about. Mm-hmm. Cecil, who was my father. Hugh. Helen, who married Norman Bentwich and became chairman of the LCC.
Yes.
And Ellis, who went into the bank and who had five children, including Colin. And that is that segment of the family. My father was Cecil, who was the third child. Mm-hmm.
And yours, and so Alice and Hugh are your uncle and aunt.
That's right. Yes. And Ursula, which is my sister.
Yes. Yes. Well, that explains everything,
because
I wasn't quite sure.
There are various other Franklins dotted around. I had great aunt Netta, who ran the PNEU from age of 18 to age of 99.
Oh, yes. And social work sort of involved with the Franklins, didn't
it? A lot of them did it.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of the rich. I did a lot of social work in those days.
Yes.
Right through.
So, how did Hugh, just to start off with Hugh, really, how did Hugh impinge on you? And was he a good uncle to have?
No, absolutely negative, nothing. My grandfather was not an exceedingly orthodox Julian man. I don't know how you grade orthodoxy, but whenever we stayed with him, we had to attend services wearing little hats and had to say grace before meals wearing little hats. We didn't eat wearing a hat. And we would not eat pork with him, and we would not eat milk and meat. But he took an exceedingly dim view of anybody who married a Christian. I can show you his will, if you like. Now, Hugh married twice, and both times he married Christians. And this was, I think he might have said both times he married Christians.
Yes,
this issue was fairly unforgivable, so my grandfather's will, he referred to his named children and his children, and Jack and Hugh married out. It's all very little Jack, too, for that reason.
So it did actually cut them off from at your generation's level?
They were cut off by sort of father's generation's level, to some extent. I mean, we occasionally went and saw Hugh, and he lived up in the Hampstead Garden suburb, and he occasionally came to visit. But he would never go and see his father or mother. Mm. He had a pittance of a settlement of some kind on which he lived. He had at one time, he read engineering, I think, at the university. You probably know more about this than I do. And had been set up in business, which failed.
It was a woodworking business, wasn't it?
Something of the sort.
Yes, yes.
And otherwise, I think he devoted his life to Metropolitan Water Board. Mm. I knew him, and died when he was about 70.
Yes. So, did you actually know about his exploits?
I mean, well, certainly, yes, it's all about uncle who went to prison, we don't talk about that, or uncle who went to prison who whipped Winston Churchill, who stood up for votes for women. My mother was an ardent feminist, so I was all in favour of this sort of thing.
But it wasn't something that, it was sort of slightly under the family's breath sort of thing, was it?
I don't know, it's difficult to say. This is sort of one of the temptations of world war history, sort of romanticise.
Yes.
I think this is a valuable judgment of trying to make the book that I can't.
Yes.
Stick to facts, what I could.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
No, the thing that mattered was that he married a Christian and was allowed no money for that, and the other was really, by the way, and they would have weathered that, I think, quite easily.
Yes. So, he's an uncle you see rather occasionally, not.
We saw him very occasionally. What is more, which I'm upset my mother was, he had a mistress. I mean,
met them on holiday in 1938 when we were in Devon. They were down in Devon too, walks together. And there was Bunny, his wife, and his girlfriend. They sort of went as a menage a trois, and this, my mother very much took again in 1938.
Can you? Of course, I couldn't expect you to know anything about Elsie Duval because she died in 1919.
Indeed.
Didn't she? But what about Bunny? I mean, what sort of person was she?
Rabbit, non-entity. Absolute.
Just a sort of foil for.
Just a wife. Housekeeper. Well, I don't know. But I mean, you know, so they were really. And he wasn't very much, he didn't do very much, certainly.
So she was his secretary, was she his secretary? Was she? Originally, I'm not quite sure, but anyway, I mean, what you're saying is absolutely borne out by what other people have told me, and that she was, in a sense, a sort of a non-person.
Yes. Well, I mean, Sue would have been a much better. Sue had to act as her executor again. I'm sure she told you about her.
So he lived in what sort of Hampstead Gardens?
To Cornwood Close, Littleton Road, just north of the N6, A6, A1.
What sort of house? I mean,
God, I can only remember the garden built. What would they have been built by 1933? Modernistic architecture. I think I might be saying to Cornwood Close. Why don't we go and have a look at it? It won't have changed.
Still there,
oh, sure to be.
Yes.
I think it was quite a good house. All I remember was the hedge was 4 foot high, because that's one of the requirements of the lease. And you know, you sit in the garden.
So did they? I mean, what sort of family life do you think he had with them? Was it a rather boring suburban life, you see, well, as it seems to me...
I can't tell you. You'll have to ask people at Three Cornwood Close.
You could be right about this, but my impression is that Hugh's life is a tremendously exciting one up till the age of, up till about 1913. And yes. From there afterwards, it's a big anticlimax.
This happens to a lot of people, right?
That in a way, I mean, you must correct me if I'm wrong, but my impression is that his... Women's suffrage activities don't lead anywhere. They're a sort of dead end, in a way, in his life, and they don't really bear any connection with anything that happened afterwards much at all. There's no continuity. They don't have any bearing on his later life. They must have done, but I mean, it's not obvious that they did. It just seems an isolated, cut-off sort of incident, which doesn't go anywhere. Did you have that impression yourself? I mean, would you ever have seen him as a...
Yeah, never. I mean, I was very surprised when I heard he'd been to Turin. It didn't strike me as characteristic. Mm. He was an ordinary, but rather dull uncle. My uncles were rather dull, I think. Even if they, you know, later life, they seemed rather exciting. Yeah. Well, that's what they were cheap.
Did you ever meet Hugh yourself?
I did, yes, and Alice... always said, well, several times, she often said that her own activities really were fuelled by hatred of her father, whom she felt had treated her terribly badly and robbed her of the life she should have had.
She was and a dutiful daughter for years.
Yes, but she resented it passionately. And I rather got the impression that she felt that Hugh was fuelled in the same way. So that if he once ever got free of his father, this might explain why he gave up his suffrage activities.
Yes, I see. Yes, so there's a rather personal motive, in a way, for involving himself in the first place.
This was what Alice suggested.
Interesting, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, having married out, I think this is it. Alice, you see, used to look after her father. And... used to spend a lot of time down at Chartridge running the house. Certainly, in 3 years after my grandmother died, she, you know, ran things. And also, of course, went up to her flat in town. But she had her own base down at Chartridge. My grandfather at that time, he was about 77. I think she, you know, as well probably felt that she was the only, you know, stuck at home, which certainly Hugh wasn't. But Hugh was cut off.
Did they actually, did they see a lot of each other, those two? I mean, were they a pair in a way in the family, do you think? I mean, were they, did they have a fellow feeling in that, presumably they both disliked their father and other things, did that give them a sort of feeling of fellowship at all?
They both disliked their brother Ellis.
Yes. Yes, well, Ellis was a pompous prig. in many ways, he was a very radically minded banker. You know, as far as the left politically as bankers get, I think.
Right. But they're both, on the whole, rather independent of each other, really, Ellis and Hugh. I mean, they have their own sort of bases. And
I wouldn't be able to comment on this one. Mm.
I think because Alice had made her life with Horton.
Horton, yes.
Yes, very much so. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Could you just tell, remember, maybe it's difficult now, but what did Hugh look like? What sort of person was he to look at?
Look at me, I've got some photographs.
Well, that would help. That would help.
I remember him rather big-faced.
Well, that was in his later years.
Athletic sort of character, sort of tall.
All uncles are always tall. Yes, David.
I'd like to see a picture of you. I've never seen a picture of you.
I think that's him. I think I might have seen that's you.
Adult pictures, I think, would be what's wanted. Yeah.
That's me, actually. That is Hugh. Shorts with the Ellis Franklins.
That's rather splendid, isn't it?
Yes. He was quite tall, wasn't he?
Built an aeroplane before the war. I even have a photograph of it somewhere.
I about that, yes. Was he, in a sense, a sort of gentleman of leisure, living off some sort of shares or whatever? Not really obliged to have a livelihood at all?
He wasn't obliged to have a livelihood. I think, you know, he wasn't very well equipped to earn one, actually. And this, my father was provided with a publishing company, Ellis was provided with a bank, you know, nothing wrong with that. He was provided with a woodworking firm which failed. I know absolutely nothing about why he never did anything other than public work through the Metropolitan Water Board.
But in fact, he didn't really need to earn enough money to keep himself.
I think he lived very modestly. He had a car. At one moment, here we are. This is the 1938 holiday.
Bunny, yes.
Miss Hugh, Bunny, and I think girlfriend. You may find some more in the next two or three pages.
Yes. So really, you would never have thought that he had been involved in these exploits unless you'd known.
Right.
He wasn't the sort of person you'd think would be. Is that so?
Our family don't normally go to prison. Sam said he was arrested recently.
Oh, no. Yeah, he wasn't arrested. He was being ride in a police car.
Sorry.
But, you know, one would expect a sort of flamboyant, rather romantic type of figure who would be sort of doing exciting ventures and so on. And in fact, all what you do have is highly suburban, rather boring.
Yes.
A person who doesn't do anything with a very boring life.
What happened to you in the first place?
Was he in the army or was he eyes too bad, I think? Can't remember.
But he was quite an inventor, wasn't he? I mean, the inventions didn't come to anything, but he did actually try to do things in that sphere, didn't he?
I think he did, yes. The difficulty, of course, is that they don't come to anything. Mm.
But he kept trying. It wasn't just the airplane, was it? There were other things too.
Well, this was before the war, when, you know, everybody was sort of flying out and everywhere. Obviously, you could build a little cheap aeroplane, you would need permission to fly it.
You've actually got a photograph of the aeroplane?
Not, have I? I think that's upstairs. I'll dig it out from the box. I'm afraid I haven't looked through these.
Not quite.
Yeah. Somebody's classified these. I've got these in other families.
Oh, no, thanks, no.
There's a whole lot more of these there. They must be up in here. Thanks.
Lost, as far as he was concerned.
No, it's interesting to see quite how he impinged on other people in the family, you know, and well, if he didn't, that in itself is interesting.
Yeah,
my impression is he's sort of cut off up there, then, in sort of perhaps the garden suburb, really, and doesn't really have all that much contact with the family at all.
No, I don't know quite what he's going to have to ask you.
He's not distant, because he's very near Ellis, actually.
No, Ellis only moved up there about 53, 54. Yeah.
No, psychological, that's
right.
Mm.
Yes.
To meet, I first met him in 53. He really seemed very much duller than the other uncles, who were quite colourful.
A sort of domesticated, rather stolid, sort of suburban person.
Exactly. Mm. You'd never have guessed this colourful path.
What about his house? Was it sort of well kept, spruce sort of house, which he obviously spent a lot of time on?
It was full of handicrafts and knick-knacks and do-it-yourself. I mean, it was a great one for doing it yourself. When he came to stay with us, for example, he oiled all the doors, which were squeaking, sort of thing, and put all these things needed putting right.
Was he any good with children? I mean, did he identify with children, do you think, anyway?
I don't think so, really.
Because Alice did, didn't she? I believe Alice was awfully good about presents, for instance. Thought went into what presents you were given.
Oh, yes. Oh, she was terribly good at that, but,
But Hugh, not really involved like that.
I can't remember particularly anything striking coming from him.
What about Alice's connections with you? Were they also fairly distant, or did she have more to do with?
A bit more. I mean, one sort of more saw her through Sue, particularly in later years.
Mm.
And she was also a very good, hard-working aunt. And she took her auntly duties fairly seriously when needed.
She was far, far more interested in the nieces,
yes.
The nephews, she was very nice indeed to the nieces by marriage.
Yes.
I remember in
that. Like myself, you know.
Yes.
She was a lot of fun, Alice. She was very good company.
Yes.
Yes. In the late 40s, actually, she hated driving lessons.
She was a fairly early woman driver, wasn't she, in fact?
All the family, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, and you trust.
But what were her aunt the duties apart from giving you fairly good presents? I mean,
taking one out to the cinema and this sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah. Which she did quite well.
which did very nicely. Mm. Seems to remember this one, I was like, you know, a lot of hobbies by like 10 or so.
Did you know that very late on, a lot of people, of course, suffered under Norman's grandfather's will, being cut out from having married wrong, and Alice put it right.
Yes. Partly, I suppose, you know, since getting her own back on her father. But I mean, you know, just anyway. Yes. She also was rather, if she says it's a gadget, I believe, though, whether there's any connection with Hughes, do say it's a gadget, I don't know. But
all the family like gadgets.
Do they? It's sort of family characteristic, is it?
Yes.
I think Ursula told me that when you went to her flat, it was full of gadgets.
Oh, yes, you were shown the latest.
Yes. And she also said, I think, that she was good at maps, for instance. I mean, if you wanted to go to a country, or if you were contemplating a tour or anything, she'd have the latest map, and she'd guide you and tell you where to go and deal with the practical aspects of getting there.
This was something Sue may have needed.
Well, the other thing I remember is when she moved into her last flat, she had bought. She listed all the furniture and she made a map of every room and decided in advance where each piece of furniture from the old flat was to go in the new one and stood at the head of the stairs or wherever directing the removal men. So by the time they left, the whole thing was in perfect order.
So she really was a practical-minded sort of person, really, an able organiser.
Yes.
Well, that fits with. But she was also, in a sense, rather old fashioned type of woman in the sense of tapestries, wasn't it? She engaged in rather ambitious embroidery enterprises, doing, I think, 6 chairs on which she was supposed to have taken 6 months per chair, which doesn't quite fit with the rather masculine looking, practical woman who pioneers a rather important women's organisation. But the two somehow went together.
Well, I think you'd find a lot of women doing handwork behind the scenes, handiwork.
Did you actually see anything of Horton?
Oh yes, whenever we were there. We went to dinner
with both of them, it was very nice.
But they made a really nice pair.
Always addressing each other, you know, in this 20th manner.
Yes, Horton and Franklin, it was sweet.
But who was it an equal partnership, would you say? I mean, or was one very much deferential to the other?
Difficult to say, because Franklins tend to be very brusque and rude. So it's hard to say what actually goes on underneath.
Horton, I think, was more intellectual.
Oh, yes, she was. She had university training, of course.
Yes. But the fact that Alice sounded a bit bossy wasn't necessarily the reality of the situation at all.
But when you went there, when they were both there, Alice would be the one you'd hear from most. She and Horton would be in the background.
Well, but possibly because we were Alice's visitors, it might have been different if we'd been Horton's visitors.
Yes. What about Horton's husband?
He lived in Epsom, I
believe. I even knew he existed.
No, I mean, we knew he existed. It always struck me as odd. And I always regarded them as, you know, from an early age, the archetypal lesbian pair. But I mean, this was just, you know, the naughty-minded young.
It's really such a lot when you've never heard of lesbians, you know.
Of course you can. Of course. Mm.
Yes, I mean, I think, yes, I mean, it doesn't particularly matter whether they were or weren't anyway.
They weren't, I'm sure.
Yes, but I mean, the important thing is that, in a sense, there's a companionship of two women here, you know, which very much is much more important, at least in Horton's life, than her marriage, in fact. Because I think he taught in a public school or something, and sort of was off on his own somewhere. and the real relationship in her life was with Alice. But I mean, these pairs interest me rather, because, not because of any lesbian possibility, and I doubt if it ever happened very much, but because there are pairs all over the women's movement in this period, not just between Horton and Alice Franklin, but between Eleanor Rathbone and Elizabeth McAdam, or Lady Denman and Grace Haddo, or, you know, there are pairs running things all over the place in this period. I don't quite know why.
Well, I hadn't realised that, and it's interesting, isn't it, because after all you get the big lesbian women's lib tie-up now.
Mm.
So in a way it's parallel to that.
Yes. But I think the main, main reason is really that if women are going to do anything in the sort of intermediate generation between getting the vote and actually getting emancipated, they've got to work in teams, otherwise they just won't be able to get anywhere in what is still basically a sort of male world, I don't know. But anyway, the Horton-Alice Franklin pair is not unusual, I don't think, purely organisationally speaking. Anyway. But Alice was a forthright, sort of downright sort of person, or she had to speak to.
Well, I think so, yes, do you?
So how did you feel about her as an aunt then? I mean, did you find her a bit formidable, or what?
God, the aunts. I don't know what memory is of having, you know, of asking a boy about seven, having tea with the aunt, Chartreuse, that was part, you know, cucumber sandwiches and parsley or something. I wasn't allowed to eat parsley, so only the aunts may eat parsley. It was good for the aunt. Well, that was Alice, Helen, and Muriel. Muriel was Alice's wife. Trying to Google the place.
In fact, Alice ran Chartreuse, did she, in a sort of way?
Well, it was, yes, I mean, it was off, certainly after my grandmother died.
What, as a sort of chatelaine?
That sort of thing, yes. Yes. But also a formidable housekeeper, parlourmaid, they called Kita, who did all the work. My grandfather would never have butlers, he maintained a drink.
So Alice really, in a sense, ordered things, did she? And gave instructions rather than actually running the thing personally.
That's right.
She just managed.
That's it. Yes, yes.
What, full time or what?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. It made it full time.
Because she had a flat in London, which she shared with Horton for quite a lot of the time, did she, after the Second World War, anyway, which was presumably her base, was it? Did she go up from there to Chartreuse, would she?
Yes, well, she'd drive out frequently. I mean, I remember several times being driven out. Well, that was in Elm Park Gardens.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, but she only moved there after we married.
No. Where was she before?
I can't remember, but I remember that. That's the move I was talking about.
40 Elm Park Gardens? I thought she was there for years and moved not far on from there.
I could find out, I think I've got it.
Well, she then moved from there to Drayton Gardens, did she?
Yeah, I think I did.
What sort of place was it in Elm Park Gardens, actually?
It was a nice flat. Struck me as large. Not very connoisseur of flats. Three or four linked rooms.
In a rather good area of London, really.
The wrong end of Chelsea or the right end of Fulham, whichever you want to call it. SW10.
Yes.
Because she complained bitterly about this, because we will look, there's just a loop of SW10 around Elm Park Gardens, the rest of the district's SW3, which is better.
What sort of, how was it furnished? And was it sort of antique, rather lavish, or austere, or how do you remember it?
Dark brown, goodish. Not very much furniture, I seem to remember.
Well, good in the sense of being expensive rather than of being a pleasure. Very heavy. Fabric's very heavy and dark.
well kept?
Well, reasonably. She always had a clean woman.
Did she, did you have the feeling she sort of really valued her? Presumably she did have a sort of property feeling, rather, in the way that you described the way the furniture was assigned to different rooms and all that. I mean, she minded about her milieu.
Yes, but like, again, a number of the Franklins, no sort of aesthetic sense at all. So they were good and they were valuable and that was enough, really.
Yes, no, I think that the move was a sort of planning exercise. Yeah, poverty. Justification should be in general.
So she's installed at Elm Park Gardens. Wasn't she a keen smoker?
Yes, she died of cancer at the run.
I see. But, I mean, she really was... She was a chain smoker, was she, or regular smoker?
She was a very heavy smoker.
Yes. So, presumably, that would... At least if she smoked as frequently as that, affect her appearance somewhat by the end of her life. So, did she move from Elm Park Gardens to Drayton? Did you say Drayton Park?
Drayton Gardens. Quite close.
I see. What was the reason for that move? Do you remember?
Sue Richley, I think, will probably know much more about this than me.
In a lease falling in, I remember.
I see, that sort of reason. I mean, there's no sort of obvious reason for it.
There was no financial pressure, that I know.
So did she die there, actually, or did she go to hospital from there, or what?
She died there.
She died there.
But Sue would remember this because she visited her very, very often.
So I was really wondering, did she talk a lot about the women's movement? Was it a thing that you associated with her very much, or was it in the back of her life rather?
Not so much the women's movement, but she talked a lot about the position of women, and again, it had a sort of personal base in that she saw herself putting right for other people what had been so badly wrong for her.
And her
She rather approved of me, for instance, because I had a university education, and she felt this was something women should have the chance of having, and she hadn't, you know.
Yes. So you're among the favoured group of the women in the family that she takes to?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because certainly, I think Ursula told me that, she was one of the favoured people as well.
They got on terribly.
Yes. And she also took, I think, to the daughter as well.
Rosalind. Very much so. Well, there's Ellis's daughter. Rosalind, yes. Yes.
The scientist.
Yes. Well, she was a thorough-going Marxist. Well, they were against her father, too.
Their hatred of Ellis was a great bond.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to keep harping on this, but it was very important.
Yeah. But Rose was very much like Ellis in a lot of ways.
So what?
So, really, she's not always talking about the Townswomen's Guild or whatever, but she is talking about the situation of women in some general way because of her own personal situation, to some extent.
Yes, well, I mean, she put a lot of herself into the women's movement.
Yes. But that, you don't feel as much bond between her and Hugh for that reason, particularly. More like that they both disliked Ellis, really, rather than...
I think any bond that had been on that, you see, had gone because Hugh ceased to take very much interest.
I just don't know about
that. And so Alice, as far as family was concerned, put her emotional capital into the next generation of the women.
Yes. Now that's interesting. That sort of explains the context of the thing quite well. Because the situation with Alice was really very peculiar. I mean, I talked about this quite a lot with Mrs. Horton, and Mrs. Horton was still very indignant about the way Alice had been treated in the Towns of Women's Guilds, because she, for everything one knows, she got the whole thing going. She was very attractive personality in the movement, whatever she was like elsewhere, and led up active elsewhere.
Yes, this is a big push, what, right about 1965, wasn't it?
1943.
It was only just
that? In the Second World War, yes. And Horton was attached to her very much. I mean, you know, institutionally attached to her. And they got Alice out.
Yeah.
And that entailed getting Horton out.
Yes.
And that was done within a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Horton was still very indignant about
it. Yes, yes.
You know, 20 years after, or 30 years after.
Yes, now this rankled enormously.
Why was it done?
I think, well, my impression is that it was done partly out of reasons of personality. That is, Alice Franklin was extremely good with the branches and very good at picking out talent and so on in the movement, but she was, what other people told me, an intriguer. And there was an awful lot of intrigue going on at the centre. And alignments formed against her, not I think because she had Jewish